The Yankees and A's playing a series opener in the Bronx. Masahiro Tanaka looking to bounce back after a couple of rocky starts, taking on Sean Manaea for Oakland. Both of these starters were brilliant.
Once again, the 2-2. Struck him out swinging, slider down and in. Strikeout number 6 for Manaea, who has matched Tanaka pitch for pitch. Now here comes the payoff. And it is strike 3 outside corner. Nailed it. 7 strikeouts for Manaea. Yankees down 1-2-3. And at the end of 5 innings of play, no score. Judge off second. Didi off first. 1 out. And the pitch is swung on and chopped to third. The throw to second. There's one. On to first. It's a double play. A 5-4-3 DP ends the threat. And the walk does give the ball the bat to Lowry, the best hitter this team has. Pitch hit on the ground, base hit, right field. Rounding third is Davis. He'll score. The throw is cut off. It's a base hit and an RBI for Lowry. All the way to third goes Joyce, and Oakland takes a 1-0 lead. And whoever is leading the charge for Oakland, pitch swung on into the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 2-run home run for Steven Vogt to broke open the game, and the A's have a 4-0 lead. Now here's the 1-1 to Sanchez. Swung on, a high pop in the middle of the infield, and Lowry makes the catch to end the ball game. Ball game over. Oakland wins. So for the Yankees in the ninth inning, they get one run on one hit and leave two. And the final tonight, in the first of the three-game weekend series, Oakland 4, the Yankees 1.
So the Yankees fall short and drop the opener to Oakland 4-1. Tough luck loss for Masahiro Tanaka, who struck out a career-high 13. The 3-4 hitters in the A's lineup were productive. Jed Lowry and Chris Davis combined for 5 hits and 2 RBIs. Joe Girardi's squad couldn't quite get the hit that put them over the top in the ninth inning against Oakland in the series opening loss. Here's the skipper talking to the media after the game.
You know, the two things I thought that he needed to have was his slider and his split. He had them both, and I think that's why you saw him perform very well tonight, kind of what we're used to seeing from Masahiro.
How different did those pitches look to you?
A lot different. You know, I said early on, you know, if you see some swings and misses, it means that, you know, his stuff is there. And that's what I saw, and it stayed consistent, you know, throughout the night.
Ron?
What was the biggest difference you saw from him mechanically? Was it the squaring?
That's really hard for me to see. You know, I thought that, you know, whatever they worked on in the bullpen worked. You know, him and Larry did some different things in between starts this time, and it worked.
Meredith.
So knowing what you've known about him in the past, is one outing enough for you to say this guy's back on track, we're going to see the old Tanaka, or do you still need to see more consistency?
No, I mean, I have, even when he was struggling, I still had confidence in him. I really believe that he would get it ironed out and that he would figure it out, and I think we saw him do that tonight. Now, you know, I believe that he'll just carry it over.
Dan.
Understanding that his pitch count was high, was there any hesitation into removing him when you did?
You know what? If he would have got that second out, I would have left him in. But knowing that he could get in a long, you know, sequence there and there was still only one out, I just felt like, you know what? It's time to make a change.
Clap right behind you, man.
Joe, do you think Roman had anything to do with it?
As I've said before, that, you know, Gary Sanchez caught him very well last year. You know, maybe, but what I saw was a big difference in stuff. For me, he hasn't had his slider and he hasn't had a consistent split. So, you know, when you get both of those pitches, which he's relied heavily on in the past, he's a different guy.
Dan, Ron, too.
Somewhat surprising to see the offense just have a rough night.
Yeah, we just, you know, our guys talked about they just didn't seem to pick up Manaea tonight. We haven't seen him a lot. You know, he's got a little bit different angle. And, you know, we're not going to score 7-8 runs every night. And, you know, we haven't had any big offensive outbursts lately, but we'll get going again.
Ron.
Does a game like this show what a loss losing Chapman for a few weeks is because everyone's in a different position?
Yeah, well, I mean, Clifford's been really, really good. And you think about the hits that he gave up tonight. You know, they weren't hit hard, but they were hitting the hole, and those hits, and they count. They could have been very easily at an infielder, and it's a different story. You know, I didn't see him hitting the ball all over the ballpark. I thought he made some good pitches. They just found some holes. No. Yeah, I mean, you've still got a runner at first. Two outs.
Dan.
Pinch hitting Sanchez at the end there, is that more about just the struggles that, that Chase is having, or did you just want to get Gary an at-bat there in that situation?
Well, I mean, it's a power bat. And, you know, with two outs, you're looking for a home run there, and that's why I went to it.
Anyone else? Wally.
I'll just get back to the Romine thing for 1 second. I mean, you're usually a guy that goes with the most recent numbers, and the numbers are remarkable with Tanaka pitching to Romine.
I mean, I'm not saying he won't catch him the next time, but you know, I'm not going to say that Gary Sanchez doesn't know how to catch him because Gary has done a good job with him. It's just this year his stuff has been inconsistent. It was consistent tonight.
It was a career-high 13 strikeouts for Masahiro Tanaka, who suffered a tough luck loss on Friday night against the A's. Here's the righty talking to reporters after the game.
I felt like I was able to work on my mechanics well enough to get some consistency out of my pitches. So I think that's the biggest thing of what I got through the process of making the adjustments up to today.
How personally satisfying is it for you to have an outing like this, despite the fact that the team didn't get the W?
Somewhat satisfied with the start today, obviously, but, you know, I think I can't be too up about this. I had some a couple of bad starts. Just moving forward, I'd like to, keep my consistency in my pitches so that I can get the type of results I got today.
Whatever adjustments he did make, does he think it's the kind of thing that he can sustain and that struggles of the last few starts are over?
I think the most important is the next game. You try to go out there strong.
The series continues Saturday. Jarrell Cotton on the mound for Oakland against CC Sabathia for the Yanks.